sing. Then I do my dance and I feel
If you have your Bible with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 5. The Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 5. And we have it on our screen,
yes,
where we find these words which are recorded. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I want to use our topic this morning, the hour when Jesus prayed. The hour when Jesus prayed. This morning was an unusual morning for me, for we concluded our Daniel fast, and we prayed and we thanked the Lord for allowing us to make it those 21 days that Sister Mathis and I and the church was on the Daniel fast. But as I was contemplating and praying and meditating, thanking the Lord for what he had done in me and through me, I turned on a television set to the Christian Broadcast Network, and I listened to Dr. Tony Evans. And Dr. Tony Evans was speaking words that actually impacted me, and it always kind of confirmed things that I tried to do and say. And one of the things that he said this morning was, when things seem impossible to you and to those that are around you, that's when God does his greatest work.
Yes, 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 Lord.
We said, we will say at times, I can't. But God says, I can. God is able.
Yes, Lord.
To do just what he said.
Yes.
He will.
Yes, yes.
And when I thought about that and I meditated on what Dr. Evans was saying, it impacted me as I began to think about what God is doing and continue to do. And when you start off with prayer, God answers our prayers.
Amen.
The hour when Jesus prayed. This week, we witnessed a nation that is changing from one administration to another administration. And what we witnessed at the conclusion was the traditional prayer for the incoming administration and for the nation. This prayer express a new direction in a new year.
Yeah.
A coming together of a people, a nation, and a body, not only nationally, but internationally as well. This prayer asks God to protect and to guide the next administration.
Yeah.
For the nation has become a divided nation. And we, as a people, have to be united as one.
Yes.
To hear what God has to say.
Yes.
When a nation, my brothers and sisters, cease to hear from God, God will become silent
to
that nation.
Yes. Yes.
And so, as a nation, God is watching what we do and what we say. But today is a new day. A day when we return back to the founding principle by which this nation was founded upon. Today is a new and exciting day where we honor and our creed that in God we trust. Today is a day that we turn from those analogies and separatisms and segregation and all of the atrocity that have perpetrated itself upon the nation. Today is a day that it ceased, and today is a day that we become one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's inclusive. If we are to be a strong nation, we must be a nation under God.
That's right. That's right.
And if we are a nation under God, we must return back to Him in prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will they hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. If a nation is to be a strong nation, a nation must turn from its ways and seek the face of our Lord, our God, and our King.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus gave us the model prayer. And it is left up to us to use the model prayer to seek God in our lives. He gave us the model of how we are to pray. Our Father, Abba, who art in heaven, holy is His name. He gave us the model. He gave us the precept, the concept of how we are to reach our Heavenly Father to get an answer from Him. We have been given the example of how we are to pray. And it's okay if you use His model, but you ought to have an individual prayer because your prayer is uniquely different from my prayer. My prayer is uniquely different from your prayer. The nation prayer is uniquely different from other nation prayer. But Jesus gave us the model prayer of how each and every one of us is to approach our Lord, our God, and our King. And when we use the prayer that He has given us, it is in Jesus' name. There's no other name like His that we pray. But in that 17th chapter of John, the chapter of John, we find Jesus as He is about to enter the hour of His coming into the world. Jesus had revealed earlier to His disciples concerning His death, His burial, and His glorious resurrection. But in the 17th chapter, we find Jesus praying. This is called His prayer of intercession. And this word intercession is the act of intervening on behalf of another. He's praying for others.
Yes.
He was praying for you and me. My brothers and sisters, this prayer is to our lives what fuel is to an engine. And it is the fuel, this fuel, which allows the car to move. We, my brothers and sisters, will not go far in life without fuel, which is a healthy prayer life. If you have no prayer, how do you have power? My brothers and sisters, the Lord is moving upon us to do greater work. And what we see here is our Lord as He began this prayer by praying for Himself. But in praying for himself, he was also praying for you and I.
Yeah.
I need prayer each and every day of my life. Now, a prayer, Antioch, for self is not necessarily a selfish prayer. For our Lord's burden was the glory of God. And this glory would be realized in his finished work on Calvary. Jesus knew his mission. The question is, or the question we can ask ourselves, is do we know our mission? Do you know what God called you for? Do you know why you are here today? What is your mission in life? What and why are you here? God has a specific purpose and a specific plan for each and every one of our lives. And our prayer life is extremely important for each and every one of us to use it. That we can grow stronger and our fuel is increasing, our motor, that we have power to go forth and share to the world what the Lord has proclaimed and ordained for our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Servant of God has every right to ask his Father for help.
Yes.
I know because I ask him every day. We have the right to ask our Father for help. Needed to glorify his name. We praise, we honor, and we glorify him, for he's worthy of praise, honor, and glory. We have the right, the power to glorify him.
Yeah.
Matthew 6 and 9 say, holy is thy name, hallowed be thy name. This is the first petition in the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
And it is the first emphasis in this prayer for holy, sanctified, blessed, consecrated is his name. Holy is his name. Sanctified is his name. Blessed is his name. Consecrated is our Lord, our God, and our King name. Jesus stressed the power and the glory of the Father. And here, there is something about that name.
Amen.
He is called Yahweh, the God of Israel, whose name was revealed to Moses. He is called Jehovah, my Lord, God. He is called Adonai, my master. He is called Elohim, my creator. He is called El Shaddai, my supplier. The Lord has already allowed us to be able to tap into the resources, even in his name. Just call his name. He is our Lord, our God, our master, our creator, and our supplier. Whatever you need in this life, all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord God Almighty. In that first verse, it states, these words spake Jesus, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. When Jesus spoke of his hour, this
thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Mama said you were bad news. Daddy said to leave you alone. Grandma said you're evil with two sharp horns. Papa preached that you were after my soul. I thought that I was bigger than you were bad. I just had to try you on.